Okay, we're on Chafei Yomar Aleph, Mishnah. Maisha Ruvain, Nikra Veloma Targim. The Maisha of Ruvain in Parshas Vayishlach. You read, but you're not Metargim. I was covered for Ruvain. Maisha Tomer Nikra Umetargim, because Yehuda admitted, so it's a Shevach to Yehuda to read the whole Maisha of Tomer. Maisha Ego also, another reason why Maisha Ruvain, you don't Metargim, because people think that what it says in the Pasuk is this chait that he did, and the Gemara says, Kola Omer Ruvain Chote, Inu Elatoa, he didn't do what it says in the Pasuk, that he actually lived with Bila, but it's something else completely different, and the Torah just describes it like that, so therefore you're not Metargim, to Amaratzim shouldn't hear the simple meaning and think that that's what it is. Maisa Egel Harishon Nikro Metargim, the Maisa of the Egel, as it happened, you read and you're Metargim, the Hasheni, but when Aaron repeated it, right, that you don't, not Metargim, Nikro Velo Metargim, because the Gemara is going to say, because Aaron said that I threw in the gold and this Egel came out magically, so it seems like it had some kind of power. People, Amaratzim, will think that it had some kind of power. You're not Metargim it. No, don't make it easy for them to understand. And if they want to understand, they'll go learn it, and learning it, you'll see that it doesn't mean what it seems to say. Birkas Kohanim, Maisa David va'Amnon, Nikroyin v'lo Metargim. Birkas Kohanim also, you're not Metargim. And Maisa David and Amnon, you read, but you're not Metargim. Ein Maftirin b'Merkava, v'Yehuda Matir. You don't say a Haftorah in the Merkava, but Rabbi Yehuda's matter, and that's the halacha. We say that Merkava on Shavuos. We say that Haftorah. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ein Maftirim Behodes Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lezer says you don't say a Haftorah of Hodes Yerushalayim to Avaseha, because it uncovers too much the abominations of the Klal Yisrael. Rashi, Maisa Ruvein Vayishkav is Bila Pilegesh Oviv. It's an interesting pshat. Somebody says, I don't remember now who, that what exactly did Ruvein do? It says that Vayihi Bishkon Yisrael, the Mokum Ahu, Vayyovo Ruvain, Vayishkav Ezbila Pilegeshoviv. So he says what happened was like this. Ruvain came when Yaakov was ready to live with Bilha, and he prevented him from living with her, and therefore Vayu Bnei Yaakov Shnei Moser. That's why Yaakov didn't have any more children after that, only 12, and that was the chait of Ruvain. He stopped his father from living with his wife. Not that he lived with her, but he came when they were, ready to live together. Okay. Nikra v'saknesis v'lo metargim chashin l'gnuso. We don't metargim it because it's a gnus to Ruvain. Maisa tomer v'yehuda u'maisa egel harishon kol parshas ha'egel ad v'ashlicheu ba'esh. The whole thing until what Aaron repeated to Moshe, what happened. That's called Maisa Egel Hasheni. Umashe Chazer Aaron v'sipra Maisa hu kori Maisa Egel Hasheni. Hu shekosu ba v'yetzel ha'egel hazeh. V'lo yitargim, pen yitu ame ha'aretz v'yomru mamish ha'yabosh. Yotzim ha'elav. The sea, it came by itself. It's magical. It has some kind of power. Aval ha'mikra ein mavinim. They don't understand the mikra, and if they want to understand it, they'll have to go learn it. Once you're learning, we're not afraid. But stam, to take things that are easy and to misunderstand, that's not, that we're afraid of. We're afraid Am Ha'aretz will take the targum, which is easy for him, and what's it called, be medayik, things that are wrong. But if you're learning already, you'll be medayik properly. Hold us Yerushalayim, Estuavu Seho, Parsha Hi B'Yechezko. It's a Parsha in Yechezko, and we don't make that into a Haftorah. Okay, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Nikrin and Metargimin. There are some things that we read and we are Metargim. The Yesh Nikrin Velo Metargimin. There are certain things we read but we're not Metargim. The Yesh Lo Nikrin Velo Metargimin. Some things we don't read Bechlal. And Elu Nikrin Umetargimin. These are the ones that we read and are Metargim. The Gra here takes out this Yesh Lo Nikrin Velo Metargimin because if you don't read it, then what's enough Gemin? There's nothing from the Torah that you don't read. Right, and from the Novi, there's a lot of things that you don't read in an Atmatar game, and it's not Nogea over here. Okay, but Nogea is the things that you read, what some are your Matargim, some not. Okay, Maisa Bereshis Nikro Matargim. the Parshas Bereishis, the beginning, not Seder Bereishis, Maaseh Bereishis, the beginning of Seder Bereishis, is you read and you're Matargim, versus Pshita. What's wrong with it? Mal Desemo, Asa L'Shiyule, Malamala, Malamata. If it becomes too easy, then people are going to ask what came before, what's after, what's beyond Malifnim, Malachar, what's before the world, what's beyond the world. Kamash Malon, that we're not afraid of that. Kamash Malon, Rashi, Maisa Bereishis, yeah, V'yesh lo nikrim v'lo matargamim, Mefarish b'seifa, Maisa David v'amnam lo nikrim b'haftorah. We don't read the Haftorah, David and Amnon, we don't read b'chlal. Maisa Bereishis, Raminu Mesechus Chagiga, Hamistakel b'ar b'dvarim, Roy lo kilo b'ol ha'olam. Person who considers four things is better, he shouldn't come into the world. V'hasu Mefarish taima, ein ritzon l'shom melech, she'askiru shmo al ashpa. You don't ever mention the Rabban Shom's name on the world when it was Tohu Vavohu, before it was created. Right? Which means that you can't relate to the Rabban Shom except through the Bria, and before the Bria, you're relating to the Rabban Shom in a way that's impossible to understand, so it's like relating to the Rabban Shom on an Ashpa that we have no connection to. Okay. Kamash Malon, over here. Maisel Lot, Ushtei Benosov, Nikro Matargim. The mice of Lot and his two daughters, you read, and your Matargim, Pshita, Ma'od Desem, and Echus L'chvod of Avram. It's not covered for Avram Avinu. Kamash Malon, that it's not, what's it called? That Lot was Mechavin, they were Mechavin L'shem Shemayim. Lot didn't know it was going, no design to Avram Avinu. And Lot, we don't care about his covered. Ma'isa Tomer V'Yehuda Nikru Matargim, Pshita, Ma'od Desem, and Echus L'chvod of Yehuda. Let's be afraid of the covered of Yehuda. Right? Kamash Malon. Shivachihu, the Odi, he admitted in the end. So it's a Shevach to Yehuda, to know that he did something wrong and he admitted. Maisa Egel Harishal Nikro Matargim, Pshita, Ma'al Desem Alechus L'Chvodim Shal Yisrael. It's not covered for Klal Yisrael. Kamash Malon, right? Kol Shekein, the Nichaluhu, the Havilhu Kapora. Right? They're happy that it's said because they have Kapora. Now who has Kapora? It's Mashma that the people who did the Egel have Kapora. Right, so from here they have a whole deal on whether it's Shaykh Kapara by Mesim or not, but the Chora, that's not what it means. The Havali Kapara means Klal Yisrael is Kapara. Just like it says that the ego is, there's never a door, or there's never a Puranios that happens in Klal Yisrael that some of the punishment is because of the ego. So the ego is an ongoing thing. So even though the covet of Klal Yisrael as a Klal, which means in all generations, is important, but here the fact that we're mavuyish when we read it gives kapara for that part of the chet ha'egel that would be for that generation. It's not talking about kapara for the people who actually did the chet ha'egel. It's the kapara for the ongoing beyond pokti upokadati. So that the kapara is for living people for the current thing, and they're also Klal Yisrael. Okay. Klolos Ubrachos Nikrin Matargamim, Pshita, right? The Klolos Ubrachos in Kisavo, you read and you Matargam, Pashit, Mao Desema, Nechush Dilma, Feigid Daitayo de Tzibura. Kamash Malon, people get scared from it, right? They'll give up hope, all these Klolos. Kamash Malon, no. Azoros Va'onshim Nikrin Matargamim, Pshita, right? All the Azoros and the Onshim also, we read and we are Matargam, Mao Desema, Nechush Dilma, also the Mevad Mihira, that people will do the Torah because they're afraid of the punishment, not because of Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem, which is not the ideal. Kamash Malah, no, that's also okay. Or, the Maisa even doing it Meyira or Me'ava, right, it says that it's a Tzadik Gomer, a person who says, I'm giving tzedakah in order that my children should live, or I should get Olam Haba, is okay. So what's the problem? What was the Hava Mina? Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that's only if you do it for the sake of the schar, or not to get the onesh, and if you don't get the schar, or you get the onesh, you don't regret it. But if you regret it, if you get this, don't get the schar, or get the onesh, then that's no good. That's what goyim do. So we're afraid that maybe people will do it for the sake of the schar, or the onesh, and regret it. That's the chashash. Kamash Malon, we're not afraid of that. Maisa Amnon v'tomar nikro matargim, Maisa Avshalom nikro matargim, Pshita, right, these people, Amnon and Avshalom, don't deserve that we should be afraid of not being mechaved them. They were abayonim. Now the same, Aleichus liyakri to David. It's not covered for David HaMelech that his children's chatoyim be mentioned. Kamash Malah, no. That Adarabba, what's it called? It's not David HaMelech's fault. It's their fault, and therefore we're not choshish for their covered. Maisa Pilegish Begiva Nikro Metargim Shita. Mao the same Alechos Shikvodos the Binyamin, Shevet Binyamin, right? Even though these people did terrible things, and because of that they made a war against Shevet Binyamin. But Lamaisa, Shevet Binyamin, the generic Shevet Binyamin, it's not covered for them. Kamash Malah, we're not afraid of that. Hoda es Yerushalayim es to Avoseha Nikra Umetargim, right? Pshita Lafuke Mir Rabbi Elezer, right? That's Rabbi Yehuda, that's Taka the Halacha. But Rabbi Elezer Taka holds not like that. The Tanya Maisa Bodem Echad Shoy Kori Lamalami Rabbi Elezer hold this Yerushalayim es to Avoseha. There was a person who said this Haftorah. He was reading this Parsha, right, specifically and being Medayik in it. Omer Lo Atshata Bodik Betoavos Yerushalayim Say Bodik Betoavos Imcha. Right, before you're bodek in the abominations of Yerushalayim, let's go check. A guy like this is looking for the bad in Klal Yisrael. What's it called? What does it say? The call a posel the mumo posel. Right, look who's calling the kettle black. So if you're looking for the toevos of Klal Yisrael, Mustama, you have toevos in your closet too. But kuachrof umotzabo shemes psul. They found that he was taka, that there was some psul in his yichus, in his background. Rashi. What? Yeah, it talks about chatoyim in the what's it called, the context of Musar or whatever. This is just the Hodas Yerushalayim. Let them know, and it lists all the toevos. That already is worse. Rashi, Komashmon Shvacha, Hu Shevach Uli Yehuda HaKriya. Reading this parish as a shevach to you, because he admitted in the end. To Odi Shehoda Micheto. So they asked, Reuven also admitted in the end. But Reuven only admitted after Yehuda gave him the initiative. Yehuda admitted on his own. That's already a shevach. Me'ava shal brachos, mira shal klolos. Ve'ein libam l'shamayim. Paigi daitayu, yachlush daiton, k'shiyishnu shiun enoshim. Maybe they'll give up hope. They'll have a chalisha sadat. Right? Then they hear that they're getting all these punishments. Since we're going to punish it anyway, we might as well live it up and enjoy ourselves. So these are the things that we read, but we don't not matargim. Maisa Ruvein Nikra Velo Matargim. The Maisa Ruvein we read, but we're not matargim. Maisa Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Shaholech Likvul. Vayakori Chazon Akneses Vayehi Bishton Yisrael Vomer Lo Lemeturgemon Hafseik Al Tetargim Ela Achron Veshibchu Chachomet. And they told him to the Metargim, don't be Metargim this, only the end of the Psukim, don't be Metargim the Maisa of Ruvein and the Chachom Meshabeachim Taka, that's Halacha. Maisa Egel Asheni Nikrov Lo Metargim Ezu Maisa Egel Asheni. What's Maisa Egel Asheni? Min Vayomer Moshe Ad Vayar Moshe. Moshe came down from the mountain, so at the beginning, the Torah describes what happened. Then it says, Moshe said to Aaron, what did these people do to you that you did such a thing? So Aaron recounted what happened. That you're not metargim. That's called Maisa Egel Hasheni. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer, La'olam Yehi Odom Zohar B'tshuvosav. First, let's be very careful how he answers and says things. Shemitov Tshuva Sheishivu Aaron L'Moshe Pokru HaMa'arim. Because the way Aaron answered Moshe, and he said, Vayetze Ho'egel Hazeh, as if it had some kind of magical power, it came by itself, right? So the Apikorsim use this as a proof that there are other powers in the world. Al tetargim el ha'achron, v'yu b'nei Yaakov shnei mosor, v'ha'posik hazeh nifsek behetzik parsha. This posik is only a chatzi posik, right? It's really, they're not the whole posik. But it's the end of a parsha. It's a parsha that ends with a chatzi pasuk. L'chein koreu achro, ki'ilu hu pasuk li'atzma. Right? Therefore, it sets it out that even though it's only a half a pasuk, but since the parsha ends there, that's called achro. Min vayomer Moshe l'Aaron, ma'as aso l'cho hamazeh. Pokru hamumrim, he'izu p'neim lomer yesh mamish b'avodah zorah. You see that there is power to avodah zorah. The eagle came out by itself. And even though, Taka, that's what happened, Aaron shouldn't have said it, because people, the wrong kind of people, pick up on it. Right? Some things are true, but you don't have to say them. Birkas Kohanim Nikrim Vela Matargamin. You're not Matargam Birkas Kohanim. What's wrong with Birkas Kohanim? My time, you shouldn't deceive Yisa. And it seems like God shows favoritism. And the Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Hanami. So again, if you're not Matargam it, and they have to look into it, right, then we're not afraid. They'll figure out, they'll heard the terrors. But if it's easy, right, Matargam, then they don't have to look into it. Then so start being medayik, the wrong things from what's it called, from what's too easy for them. Okay. So therefore, we're not matargiment. Okay. Which is a lesson that all these targumim, right, bisman hazeh, the targum, we don't have targum for Torah, but we have targumim of art scrolls and all the English translations or whatever, that's made for a crutch. It's not made to medayik learning from whatever. You want to learn something, you have to learn it in the source, and you have to look up all the sources and whatever and make diukim like that. But not make diukim in the targum, because then you come to make mistakes. Okay. Right. And that's the reason why there were Gedolei Yisrael, including Rav Shach, who were very much against the art scroll. And the last minute they wanted to, what's it called, see to it that it was not printed afilu. My Rosh Yeshiva happened to be very much for it. And he disagreed with Rav Shach, and he begged Rav Shach not to come out publicly against it, which in the end he didn't. But Lamaisa, there is an opposition to these. They were afraid, first of all, that B'nai Torah would stop learning the way you're supposed to learn and use the art scroll to make things easier, which is not the way you're supposed to learn Torah. It's meant for people who don't have the time really to go in and learn B'iyun. So it makes it easy. They could be able to learn a dafyomi, something like that. Right? That was the purpose of it, but not to take the place of learning. And this is another reason, because no matter how good the art scroll is or whatever, or how good it is as a targum, it's a targum, that's all. It's only a translation. And even though they wrote it and they wanted to tell you interesting things or whatever, it's not the source. And make diukim in art scrolls is not what's proper, and that's exactly what this Gemara is talking about, what could come from it. Okay. Maisa David va'amno, lo nikrim v'lo metargimim, v'amras maisa amno v'tomar nikrim metargim. We said before, the maisa of Amnon and Tamar, you are metargim. Lo kasha, hodichsiv Amnon ben David, hodichsiv Amnon stam. Where it says Amnon ben David, out's covered for David, you're not metargim. Where it says Amnon stam, out's covered for Amnon, we don't care about Amnon's covered. Wherever the Torah says, even though it's kol mikros, only two places, where the lashon is a lashon of gnai, we use a euphemism, right? Where kigon in parshas Kisavo, where it says yishkalena is a word that specifically means to have relations, sexual relations. We say yishkavena. Yishkavena can mean to sleep. It's a euphemism. To sleep with. Right? To live with. Right? Remember, what's it called? You have to know what the euphemism means. Right? I once was teaching a seminary class, and I said something that you're not allowed to live with that person or whatever, right? Or maybe you're not allowed to live with your father or whatever, and the girl got all upset. I mean, why should I live in the house with my father? So you have to know what the euphemism is. It doesn't sleep with, does not necessarily mean have relations. So it's a euphemism. It's nicer than yishkalena, which always means to have relations. Ba'apolim, we say betchorim. Apolim is a word that means hemorrhoids or whatever, but it refers specifically to the place where it is. And tchorim is a indirect way of saying it. Doesn't directly say it, so it's less of a gnai. So, right, and this is cherionim, this is not in the Torah, this is in the Navi, divyonim, same kind of thing. Lechol eschoreihem, velishtos esmeimei shineihem, that's what it says, that's the ksiv, to eat their whole and to drink meimei shineihem, which is, again, a direct allusion to that part of the body, right? So instead we say, lechol eschoasom. Soa is a euphemistic way of saying what's it called, the same thing, right? It's when a person defecates, it soa means it comes out. A lot of things come out. So it's a euphemism for the waste of a person. The listos is meimei ragleihem, right? Listos meimei ragleihem, the water of their feet. Now, the water of your feet could be the water you wash your feet in, but it doesn't mean that. Meimei ragleihem means urine, but it's an indirect way of saying it. It's a way of saying it that's not directly a gnai.
What's meimei shineihem?
What?
Meimei shineihem is a direct...
No, shineihem, yeah. Shineihem means, you'll see Rashi explains. L'machros, l'motzos. Same thing, l'machros, we say instead l'motzos. And all these are halachos from Sinai. Otherwise, what a kri and a ksiv is not that we change it. The Torah changed it, to say it in this euphemistic way. It wanted to be written this way, so you knew exactly what it was talking about, but to read it the other way. But that's halachos from Sinai. Otherwise, you're reading it balpeh, because you're not reading the words. But the answer is, it's not balpeh. Those words, one way of learning, either it's halacha mishnah, you can read by plan, or no. Normally, that's like yud kei vav kei. We don't read yud kei vav kei. We read aleph dalet nun yud. So every time we read yud kei vav kei in the Torah, we're reading it bal peh. Doesn't say aleph dalet nun yud. Some learn no. Normally, the yud sounds like a y, and the hey sounds like an h. But in these cases, by shem Hashem, the yud is an aleph. That's the halacha. So when you read aleph dalet nun yud, you're reading what's there. In this case, the yud is an aleph. That's one way of understanding it. The other way is an echanami. It's yud kei vav kei, and we're reading the aleph dalet nun yud by heart, but that's the halacha l'moshe yisina. You're supposed to read this by heart. That's all. It's two ways of looking at it.
When we
but,
say that it's difficult the first time.
Why? No. It's, in fact, the from the way it's in the chumashin, it's more like that way, the first way. Because the vowels on the yud kei vav kei, when we say Elokim, the vowels, if you look in the Chumash, are the vowels of Elokim. So it's now, in this thing, that's the way you read this yud kei vav kei, right, as if it would be Elokim, and even though this is only four letters, it's five letters, you're supposed to read those four letters as if they would be these five letters. It's not you're reading it by heart. You're changing the what's it called, the pronunciation of those four letters, and combining two of them, right, to be in one letter. That's all. Okay. If you look at the vowels, sometimes the Chumash, it's the same vowels as Elokim. Okay. That's one of the reasons why it's like that. If Yeshua mekarcha omer lemachros kishmon mitneishu gnai lavozachod lemachros, we don't change. We read it the way it is because that's a gnai to avodas kochavim. Better to say the avodas kochavim with the gnai. Omer Rav Nachman, right, just like Rav Nachman said, kol etzenusa asiri, you're not allowed to, joke around about things that are important. Bar mil etzenusa, except for Avodah Zarah. You can joke around and make fun of Avodah Zarah. Don't give it respectability. Adarav, show that it's not respectable. Make fun of it. And that's not only Avodah Zarah, anything that is Keneged HaTorah, whatever, you can make fun of. And don't give it the respectability. That's why in Purim, the whole Enyan is, what's it called, make fun of all the things that are wrong to show that they're not, most of the year we respect them and we give answers and whatever and explain it in a respectable way. But the Ikar is to make nothing of it, to make light of it. But to make light of important things, that's awesome. The Shari, the Ksiv, Kor Abel, Kodim Devo. The Ksiv, Kor So Kro Yachtov, Lo Yochlu Malik Masa. The Pasuk speaks about the Avodah Zarah in a humorous way, right? In a sarcastic way. That's it. Sarcasm, right? That they couldn't hold in the, what's it called, as if the Avodah Zarah couldn't hold in its refuse. See Rashi explains the Pasuk. Let's see Rashi till here. Yishkalena, no, Mishum Yisa. Seems from the simple meaning of the pasuk that the Rabban Hashem shows favoritism, and it says the pasuk, "Well, Asher lo yisa panim." The Rabban Hashem doesn't show any favoritism. So the Gemara has it as a kasha, and the Gemara answers it that since we're machmir, the Rabban Hashem is makel with us. The Einam Yodim shekedai hang Yisrael lo seis lein panim. Can I mean him bebrachos? Lo kedai hang Yisrael lo seis lein panim. Ani amarti v'achalta v'savato v'irachta. the hein machmirin atzman akazayis akadeya. But if you read it just stam simple, right, you're not learning it, then you won't come to that answer, and you'll say, you see, God shows favoritism. Yishaglenu loshen mishka. There it's directly relations. Kidasiva shegel yosheva setzlo. The Eish Meshort and the Farshim Kalvas over there. Shegel over there means that he had a female dog that he had on his left side, on his right side. Ba'apolin loshem mefurishu. Apolin means specifically hemorrhoids. L'gnai yosem mitchorim. Yishineihem b'nekev besarei. Shineihem refers specifically, directly, to the rectum. Charyonim. Chori loshen rei. It specifically means what's it called? The refuse from the body. Shinayim means teeth, but it means a sphincter is called shinayim in halacha. Givyonim hazov min hayonim. Givyonim means that which comes out of the yonim. So it's not direct. It's a euphemism. Shalola farisho yisro ochlin gloleim b'shomah. Right, not to be so specific that they ate their what they defecate. Es choreim rei hayotzi derech hanekev. I said choreim, this is the rei that comes from the hole. Meme shineihem shinayim yesh lekarkashta v'tzoa lach of araka kruya meme shineihem. Again, shinayim over here means a sphincter. That's the in halacha, then in chulin it's used many many times. Right, that's what it means. Lemachros gabi avodis kochavim ksiv v'sefer malachim ki chur loshen motzi reyu. Okay, let's go on. Okay, Rabbiane omra mihoch. Where do we see that the Torah spoke in sarcasm when it came to avodah zarah? It says leegolos beis oven yaguru shochein shomron ki. Evil olav amo ukmorov olav yogilu al kvolo kigolo mimenu al tikre kvodo ele kvedo. Don't read kvodo, the honor of this avodah zarah, but kvedo, it's load, right? Omer, what's it called? Kvedo means it's load. What's it called? The avodah zarah was like full of refuse, and it couldn't hold its load. That's what it means. So it's a sarcastic, a humorous way of explaining the pasuk. In a gnai to avodah zarah, Rashi, la golos beis oven, lekol hashmua haboa al egle beis oven, yaguru shcheineim shebishomron. When the news comes about what happened to the agolin in beis oven, so the neighbors around in Shomron were going to be scared because they hear what happened to this avodah zarah. Ki ovel olov al egle. They're going to mourn for the eagle that was destroyed. Ukimarov all of Yogilu, Ashuhoyu Regil Mismochla, what they normally rejoiced with this avodah zarah, Ato Yisablu al Kvodo, Kigola Mimenu. Now they're gonna mourn for the honor that was taken away from the avodah zarah. That's a simple meaning of the pasuk. So instead of Kvodo, read Kvedo, the load that was taken off the avodah zarah. El Kvedo, Kovid Masol Sharei. It was full of refuse, and it couldn't hold in the load. So we're making fun of the avodah zarah. The kovid agvosav, right? Its rear end became weighted with all that refuse. It couldn't hold in the load. The domelo b'sefer Yeshaya yachtov lo yochlu malet masav hu masa shorei. For Abose, that's one way of learning. So you're turning the pasuk and making fun of the avodah zarah by reading it in a sarcastic way. Rabose Mefarshin Ukimorov Olav Yogilu Mamish. Loshen Simcha. Shehekel Masmosi Shulahem. Right? They were happy to relieve their load. Right? So that's what it means. The Avodah Zarah itself was happy to relieve its load. Avalein Leforish Kane. Shehekel Kulo Gola Ke'echot Shenotlu Sanchori. Right? The eagle was taken away by Sanchori and destroyed. So it wasn't happy about anything. It means the people who used to be happy to honor this avodah zarah, now we're going to mourn for it. Okay. Omer Avuna Bar Manoach Mishmei de Rav Acha Berei de Rav Ika Shori Leila Bar Yisrael Lemeimer Leila Ovi Kochavim Shakli Lavodis Kochavim Va'anche B'Shin Tov. You can say, we're not afraid that you're saying something not nice. It's profanity. You can make fun of Avodah Zorah, and you can say to what it is. You can tell a goy, take your Avodah Zorah and put it b'shin tov. Rashi, shin tov, loshen v'chasufei sheis, ervas mitzrayim. Right? It's a loshen of erva. Take your Avodah Zorah and put it in your erva. Okay. Others say shin tov is a euphemism for cherem. What's the word? Shamta. Shin tov. Omer Avashi, Haiman de Sanoi Shumane, person who there's bad rumors about him, that he was over Averis, Sharile Lebzuye, the Gimel Vashin. So you can be Mavaza him with Gimel Shin. What's Gimel Shin? Bargirta Zona. Right? Gimel Shin is Girta, means your mother was a Zona. Right? Shmo Sarya Shem Musrach. And Sarya, even though it's a sin, but shin and sin and samach are interchangeable. We find that the samach represents satan, and satan is with a sin. Sin and samach are interchangeable. Right? Something disgusting, something rotten. Your mother was a rotten zona. That's what you can tell the guy. Why do we blame his mother? So the Gemara says in Sukkah we had that if a kid does no good, he probably says things that aren't right or whatever, probably got it from his parents. Probably heard it from the parents. So you can, the Gemara says we have in Brachas that a Rasha ben Tzadik, you can call him a Rasha ben Rasha. Because he's Mavaza, he took the bad things from his parents. Right? And Chanami, parents could be fine. But there's bad things that this child took from them, so for him, the parent is no good. Kachu b'tshuvas ha'golim, mutu levazos gamis imo, shiolavito. If the guy is no good, you can Mavaza his mother too. Because either he got it from the mother, or obviously there were bad things about the mother that didn't come out by her, but came out by the kid. The rabbosim mefarshim giyufa shaita shatya. Right? Giyufa is a mezana, adulterer. So somebody who says rumors about him that he's not moral, you can be mevaza him. What? No, Sani Shmuni means it's rumors that don't go away, that are strong enough that you're allowed to... everybody's talking about this guy. Like they said, what's it called? You know, they once told the mice over about the Chofetz Chaim in court. The judge said, you really believe that happened? So the person said, maybe not, but they don't say stories like that about you or me. So the same thing goes with the other way around. Right? The stories that don't stop, it's not just one person, everybody's talking, then it's something that you have to be choshesh afilu for halacha. Right? That's called a kol sheino mafsik. And you choshesh for that, even that to make a kohen posel, at least b'chatchila, or be choshesh for what's it called, for eish hashish or whatever.
So we can blame Sari Menu for Yisrael and Rivka for...
To a certain degree, yeah, could be. To a certain degree, yeah. Okay. Haiman de Shapir Shumane, somebody who good rumors are about, Shari Lishvucha, you're allowed to, what's it called, to praise him. Uman de Shavche, Yonuchlo Brochus HaRosho. Not only that, person who praises him, we're not afraid also that people are going to come from the praise to say bad things. That's only if you praise him excessively, and you do it in front of his enemies. People don't like him. But otherwise, Mutter to be Meshabea, somebody who there's good rumors about. Right, and not only that, you get brachas for it. Rashi, the son is shumane, she yotzitz olav shmuos roos, the snuos shunoev. That there are rumors that don't stop and that are public rumors that he's an adulterer. The gimel v'shin, bar girta zona shmuos sario shem musrach. Kachu b'tshuv sagoni, mutu levazos gamis imo, she olaratov, rabosein mefarshim, giyufa shatya shtaya. Means an adulterer who's a fool and shaita, I'm not sure what that is.